Hi, I'm Steve Todd, and you're listening to Musicians FAQ, a radio program focused on learning more about the musicians that are entertaining you around Waterloo Region. We're featuring your favorite local singer, guitar player, or drummer, learning how they got started, influences, funny stories about past gigs, and upcoming performances. You'll also hear some great recordings of their work. In addition, we'll be learning about others in the music industry that are helping to maintain a vibrant music scene. This is Musicians FAQ. All right, we're sitting here at Chris Douglas's house. We did try to do the interview a couple days ago, but we had it was such high winds that this is round two. Thanks a lot for going through this for a second time.
Right on.
All right, so why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from, how long you've been a singer-songwriter?
Okay, well, I've been from the Cambridge area for most of my life. I've been doing songwriting for about 45 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've continued doing it, really enjoying it, and having fun with it.
That's great. Okay. And I know you started. I know you told me in the last interview you were about 16. You left home. And why don't you tell that story of?
Yeah.
Because that leads to your songwriting, I think.
Well, that's it. I came from a kind of a hard family. It was a tough upbringing. My parents were not really for music, so I had to kind of hide music. That was not an open discussion thing. So I wasn't really allowed to have instruments in the home. I was only allowed to have a tape recorder, and I could tape any of my ideas. And I think that's what happened because there was a lot of sadness and anger in our home. So I think my music came out of that. It was an escape. And I found that it helped me to escape from problems. And I had something that I could, bond with.
Yeah.
And yes, at about 16 years old, I guess I can also say I couldn't have instruments in the home. So what I used to do is I'd go down to the church and they had a piano in the basement. And I would play that piano to get a bit of... knowledge and for to work with the actual music that I was creating. And I had friends that had guitars, so they'd invite me over so I could use the guitars at their house.
That's great. So you're obviously self-taught, because if your parents weren't supporting the music side of you,
That's correct, yes. So I did that, and then around 16 I'd had enough. The family was getting it was just getting too hard on me, so one night I just packed up all my bags. And I, on a wintry night in March there, I headed out to 97 at 401.
Yep.
And I hitchhiked from there all the way down the 401 to Henderson, or to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Wow. And it approximately took me about 2 days to get there. I got a ride by a truck driver, and then an OPP picked me up. And
really?
He took me to a truck stop.
Okay.
And then a truck stop guy took me into the Windsor area.
Okay.
And then I walked from there up to the border, and I tried to get in a cab and get over the border in a cab, but they wouldn't allow that, and I had to come back and get a two-way ticket with the bus. So
okay.
I got a ticket that would just take me over the border, and at that time I started hiking again down the road, and I got as far as midway through Ohio, where I did about 6 hours on the road and couldn't get a ride thumbing. So it was getting pretty late at night, and I headed over to the bus terminal, and my luck was the last bus leaving was for Nashville.
Oh, so it's almost fate.
It was fate, so I ended up on that bus to get to Nashville, and it was really interesting because I went into Nashville there and for something to eat, and I seen this fellow coming towards me when I was leaving the Best Western restaurant. He was a shorter fellow with a big tall guy with him, and I said to myself as I seen this fellow, I said, that guy looks familiar. I've seen his picture on albums, and it followed up with the story that I told you. That was Conway Twitty.
Wow. Okay.
And I didn't even know that was him at the time, but my mother used to listen to albums of Conway Twitty. So yes, after that, I think I was telling you a story the other day, I ended up settling into Hendersonville. And we were near the lake, and we were just around the little culvert where Johnny Cash was living.
That's
was
amazing.
In the culvert.
Yep.
And I enrolled into Hendersonville High School. The people that I moved in with were very nice people. I lived with them, and they enrolled me into Hendersonville High School, where when I'd come out, I would see Conway Twitty, who was waiting for Michael Twitty. And he had the old 1976 Lincoln Town car with the old Opry windows on it. And he'd have about five CB antennas on the car. And he'd be talking with all the truck drivers that would be coming through the area there.
Okay.
And I used to spend a little time just talking to him about little things don't remember a lot we talked about, but he asked me, why the heck, how did you come down? And he was fascinated that I would hitchhike all the way down there and settle there.
Oh, wow.
So it was pretty cool.
I bet. Well, tell you what, why don't we hear a song?
Yes.
There's, I think we have about 6 or 7 songs to listen to over the hour. First song I think that you wanted to do was one of your originals called You Don't Have to Go Away.
Yes.
Do you want to just maybe talk a little bit about the meaning behind the song?
This song was something I liked listening to certain songs that Josh Turner
yep.
was doing. And so when I started this song, the words just happened to come that You Don't Have to Go Away was kind of the makeup of the song.
Okay.
And so from there, I just thought, hey, you know, let's kind of make this kind of a dance song and we'll make a little story in there that somebody who is getting ready to leave for the night.
Yeah.
And this guy has one more attempt here if he wants
okay.
to. He's been looking at it all night and he didn't have the nerve to go up and ask her, so he's decided it's now or never, and
okay,
that's
great.
What he did. He's gone over, and then the song kind of just developed from there.
Great. Okay. And I'm going to try to accompany you a little bit on violin. I've listened to a lot of your originals, so
that's
I kind of have more or less the roadmap of how
awesome.
It goes.
Awesome. I love that.
Good.
That's fantastic.
All right. Well, let's try it out.
Okay.
Yeah,
here
set.
We go. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's getting late, no time to wait. I think we're heading into the last call. I see you packing up to go. The weather's been getting bad outside. Gonna take a chance, ask you to dance. See if you'll join me on the dance floor. I'm hoping you don't have to go away. No, you don't have to go away. You can stay. Ride a big old wave here together. And it don't matter, let it rain, let it pour. We'll kick up the old dance floor here forever. We hit that dance floor in one hurry. We'd waited far too long, so we just hit that overdrive. Well, I danced to you, you moved to me. We had a rhythm, but we were good there. And I knew that you don't have to. You don't have to go away. No, you don't have to go away. You can stay. Ride a big old wave here together. It don't matter, let it rain, let it pour. We're kicked up down on that floor out there forever. And I knew that you. Stay, stay, stay here with me. Come on, let's play, play, play. You don't have to, you don't have to go away. One more time. You don't have to, you don't have to go away.
Awesome.
Right on. Good job, Steve.
Oh, no. Well, thanks.
I really love that. Yeah. That was fantastic. Well,
thanks a lot. So I'm just thinking in my head when we were playing that, getting across the border, so you're 16 years old. Like
mm-hmm.
now, I guess this was, I think you said 1976?
Yes, 76, yes.
So now, you need a passport and mm-hmm. just the border, like today, a border guard with a 16-year-old kid going across the border
right. yes.
would probably turn you back almost every time, but
exactly.
It's amazing you can get across the border back then.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot more freer, a lot easier, and yeah, and I didn't think about much of anything. I was just raring to go. I had three bags of luggage. I think I started out with four. I had four suitcases, and I dumped one or two on the way because they just weren't working for me, and got everything compacted into two.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so you were, and at this point, like I think you mentioned in the last time we talked, so you were already writing songs as a 16-year-old down in Tennessee.
That's correct. Wow. I think I started around 14 is when I started writing the songs.
Yeah.
And I had 2 years in, and I was going to go meet my dream.
Oh, for sure. Well, it's amazing. Good for you.
Yeah.
You still see the family once in a while, right?
That is
all
correct.
These years later?
Yes. I started going back to Nashville about 5 years ago. I took off down there. And at that time, we had tried to find these people, but I couldn't. We went to the old place where I lived. And that took a bit of work because my idea of where I was off. But eventually, I was able to pinpoint the house and where it was, but they were long gone. And so that year, nothing came of it. And we came back about 2 years later, and I couldn't find them then. But on Facebook, I noticed that there was a woman that happened to have a contact, and it worked out. So I ended up getting in touch with that woman. She put me in touch with the lady, and we got back together after 40 years. It was wonderful.
That's incredible.
And when we went there last year, I got to hang out with her, and we had a wonderful time. And and now we're still talking. I talk to her every week, and it's great.
And they must have had a son or a daughter.
They had two daughters and a son.
Okay.
And Jack was the father. And he's passed now, but I got to see the daughter, and I went, and then we went to see the son, who is a coach up at the university.
Oh, wow.
And so it was cool. When I was down there, it was neat because I used to help Jack. He was always putting these stands together for churches that they put the flyers in when you come to the door, and I'd help build those. And he'd give me a little bit of money, and so they dropped me up in Nashville there, so I would take my songs that were in my head, and I'd go into a studio there, and the man that I was working with, he put it all into the notes and the words, so I had a nice copy of my song all with the chords and everything, so it was cool.
That's for sure. Wow. Tell you what, let's do another song quick,
sure.
and then we'll start branching off into your home studio and some of your other endeavors. So
okay.
I think the next one you wanted to do was a song actually for your wife, and it was called it's called You're Beautiful to Me.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, and this is a fairly new one that you wrote.
Yes, I wrote this probably about a month ago.
Yeah.
I got to retune a little bit here each time because unfortunately once I start using the capo, we get the intonation problems.
Oh, for sure.
All right, there we go. We're pretty close now.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll start off here and it's, yes, you're beautiful to me. Sweet and kind and wonderful, that's what you are. Always there whenever I've been in need. You're a kind-hearted girl. You're my good friend. My everything. Lights go down, I cuddle you. Together we build a life, it's happiness. We're like two lovebirds, birds high in a tree, singing joyfully. To me.
watching you, telling you, you're doing me to the end. Oh, 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 oh. You're beautiful.
Right on.
Great tune.
Nice. Thank you.
That's probably one of my favorites that you do.
Excellent. Right on. I loved how you did that. That just sounds sparkling. I love that.
Yeah, it was screaming for the mandolin, I think, in that
It
tune.
Was. That you just brought that right out. That was great.
Certain tunes... You can just hear whether it's a piano or a nylon string guitar or something, but that one feels good.
I loved it. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
You did an amazing job.
Yeah, and this one was written for your wife, and I know your wife, she's actually helping to do a lot of your recording, and then is she mixing things down and everything?
She's learning, yes. She's taking little courses. She wants to get some stuff going, because if she waits for me, it'll never happen.
Yeah, okay.
So she's trying to make initiative to do it. So she's doing the Pro X. We're using the Logic Pro from Mac.
Yep.
And she's paid for little tutorials, so she does that, and then she brings me in here when she's got a lesson figured out and says, okay, pick up an instrument. I want you to try something, and I want to do something with it. So we were doing that, and she's developing at a good rate and might actually have a song done.
Well, that's amazing.
At some point soon. Yeah.
And you mentioned last time that you play four instruments, I think, too.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
So you're actually able to pretty much do what you need. Right?
That's correct, yeah. I'll stumble a bit here because, unfortunately, I don't get enough practice in a lot of times.
Yep.
So, I'll stumble when I get onto that instrument just to get the hands working into the thing. But, eventually we get to the destination and then listen to it and then redo it if we have to. But, yeah, we're getting there.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So, I know I've seen you play piano and you got guitar.
Yes.
And I'm guessing bass as well as sort of a...
Yeah, a little bass, and I got about 15 years now in the drumming.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I cover the basic route there.
Yeah.
But it's nice I hear what you do, because that's the stuff I like, the violin, the mandolin, and all this. That's beautiful, because those beautiful melodies that you can put through there, I love that.
Well, just when you're with somebody else too, they'll take something that maybe you're doing, and they'll put a whole other spin that you didn't maybe think about.
Yes.
So it's always good to kind of work with... somebody else, I guess.
Yeah, I love that. Well, what you did on the first song, you put all those beautiful little melody lines that took us to the next spot.
Okay, great.
That was beautiful.
Well, I'm hoping that when you are mixing stuff down, if you need an extra instrument, you can call me up.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
For sure.
I look forward to that.
Yeah. We were talking about COVID-19 and how the world slowed down, because before, the traffic was crazy and it was lineups for everything, and now... Now people are cooking at home. They're cycling. They're spending time with their kids.
Yeah, yes.
They're
lots of baking.
Yeah, and they're even to go to Canadian Tire or something. You can't find a kayak or a bicycle. Everything's sold out because people are doing all these great things together with their families.
Reuniting in a good way, aren't they?
Oh, for sure.
I love that. Yes.
And that's the good thing about the COVID-19 is that people have kind of slowed down.
Yes.
And one of your songs that actually it's probably is my favorite song of yours is the bicycle song. And
right.
That actually is about that, right?
It is. It was kind of my life growing up. We didn't have all this electronic stuff. We just had I had my bike, my fishing rod, and my friends. Yeah. And that was it, you know. And we'd be out at night until it's dark. And then we were told that that's when we've got to be home.
Yeah.
And, and when we'd be going to the beach, we'd all be gathered around that building of sandcastles shoulder to shoulder, and we'd be all working as a team, and we'd be doing fun things together, and it was, we were always interacting.
Yep.
And I feel that's so important, and that's why I kind of wrote that song, because, we've kind of gone away from that,
yep.
but you need that, that's the natural high of life, I think.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And again, the song's relevant right now in 2020, so.
Exactly. Nice. Yeah, so people are doing that, and that's the wonderful thing, getting out together, more togetherness.
And I remember when I first met you maybe 5 years ago at the Ridge in Roseville, and this is one of the tunes that you always did, and not just me, like everybody liked it and was requesting you sing the song.
I enjoyed when everybody was involved in that and they were participating. It felt good, you know. Oh, yeah. The more people that were together doing it, the better I liked it.
Yeah.
As I've told you before, I don't get a lot of satisfaction anymore out of playing my songs because I've heard them too much. I don't need to hear me sing songs. I really enjoy it when I have everybody else in there because that's what I feed off. That's the vibe that I like when get the togetherness and everybody's kind of getting that energy going, and that's so much fun.
Yep, for sure. Well, tell you what, why don't we hear the bicycle song? I think I normally also play mandolin because you do it in a little bit of a hard key for a stringed instrument. So,
do you want me to bring it down and try it?
No, with the mandolin, it's a fretted instrument. It's a little bit easier to hit the right notes for me anyway. So,
yes.
I think I have the mandolin parts kind of worked out. So,
right on.
Great. Okay, awesome. Let's hear. So here's your original song, Bicycle Song.
This is called When I Was Young.
Oh, so it's not even called Bicycle Song.
Well, you know, it was Kathy who named it that because her children were both in the bicycle sports.
Yeah.
And it was amazing when Kathy, the first time, and she loved the song. She had her daughter was in California, I think, on a bicycle thing.
Yeah.
And she put the thing up with her phone live. So when I did the song, her daughter was hearing it in California.
Okay.
Wow. And that was cool.
Okay. So, good. Okay.
All right, so here we go. Do you remember we were younger, playing outside, having fun? Little voices making noises, running fast as I can. And I still remember that way. Ride my bike out in the sun, playing games with everyone, never home till the daylight's over. Building castles in the sand, all my friends would lend a hand, digging deep shoulder to shoulder. And I still remember when I was young. When I was younger, we found some wheels and we built a cart. I pushed you fast as I can down to the water. We would jump right in and see how fast we could swim. And I still remember back when. Ride my bike out in the sun, playing games with everyone, never home till the daylight's over. Building castles in the sand, all my friends lend a hand, digging deep shoulder to shoulder. And I still remember the times all together. Growing up, we were there for one another. It's been so long, but it feels just like yesterday. Everyone, never home till the daylight's over. Building castles in the sand, all my friends would lend a hand, digging deep shoulder to shoulder. And I still remember those days
Yeah, I still remember those days when I was younger. When I was younger.
Beautiful.
Steve. That was beautiful.
I love that tune.
Thank you, Steve. That was
we should, fun. Yeah, that would be one to maybe get your wife to... Do you have a finished copy of that, or is it...
That's pretty much it for the thing. I cut down a verse. Okay. I had one more verse in that song, and I've since actually removed that verse just to make it a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the...
Great tune.
The thing. Yeah, well, I love what you did.
Oh,
there.
Thanks a lot. Well, like, you know, that maybe that's one that I'll invite myself over.
Yes, yeah, and, definitely.
We'll try to finish that one off.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Okay, good. Right. I know last time we talked a little bit about your singing songwriter and how difficult it is to take a song from that stage and actually get it on the radio or sell it to somebody, right. And everything. It's such a,
sure.
It's a huge struggle and a gamble.
Right.
And I know of other people I've interviewed that they've had almost like nervous breakdowns over that whole process. And I know, yeah. I know you have a really good attitude of you're writing for yourself, mm-hmm. you're writing positive songs
as a hobby,
yeah, as a hobby. Yes. So you're taking it, yes. it's serious, but you're also doing it as a hobby and a good release from everything else in the world. Eh?
Well, I didn't want to be disappointed, yeah. Because when I started doing this when I was younger, I got into it so much that I had a nervous breakdown. I was just engulfed with it. I was consumed and I found that I had a nervous breakdown just in it, and that after that I had to take a break, and I took a good year off from it, and came back and decided I was going to, I wanted to be able to enjoy music for the rest of my life, so at that point I decided I was going to keep it as a hobby, and I'm glad I did, because up to this date I still have a good feeling about it.
Oh, yeah.
I still enjoy that I can still get some signal from wherever these things come from and build a song and still get that feeling, that joy of creating something that gives you that rush for that you know, that time that it becomes unknown.
And one thing that we didn't mention yet is you're part of the Guelph singer-songwriter circle, I guess it's called,
right? Yes, yeah.
And you're actually mentoring some of the people there too, right?
Well, I would say it in the sense that sometimes, Marty has said that sometimes I set the standard for songs. So that's, I really like that they feel that the songs are good enough for that. I'm not the best critic for stuff because these people, and they're veterans. They're a lot better than I am. They have they notice things, words, stuff a lot of time. Yeah. And they're it's a great team. I really enjoy working with these guys. They notice everything in the song, yeah. And I've a couple times, and they've certainly tweaked my songs and made them better.
Yeah.
In fact, that song we just did, Russell, which is I have a great amount of respect for Russell. He's a fantastic finger picker, wonderful songwriter, and great critic. And he, I'd written that song in kind of the past, in the present tense, in the verses. And he noticed that. And he told me that you should rewrite that as the past tense. And that was a very important thing he taught me.
Yeah.
And I did that. And other people have said stuff that have only made songs I've done better. So
yeah,
I really like it. It's a great group. I hope we can get back together once so we can figure out the social distancing
thing. Yeah. Are they able to do they do any kind of a Zoom thing to get people together still?
They did. They did that the last 2 months. I didn't participate. I found it was just too much work to kind of try to put your song up there, then get your songs, then try to analyze this, and then try to
hard.
Do
that. Yeah.
And they did it for a month. I don't think there was too much participation there. So they're just looking at how to redo it.
Yeah, well, it'll happen. Things are opening up now, so.
Yeah.
Good. I know, and you mentioned about, I'm just kind of changing the subject, you mentioned about instruments. I know you play piano,
mm-hmm.
and you actually wrote a song about Princess Diana's untimely death.
Right, yes. Right after she died, I had a song come to me that I called Right Now, and I wrote that in the memory of her, and I guess, I don't know, how long has she been gone now?
Oh, shit, probably 21 years, 22 20, years.
Okay. I wrote that song in her memory, and I put a lot of heart into it. I don't play it as much as I should, but we did one copy of it at the studio, and it was almost finished, but the drumming was on a loop. It was a loop drumming.
Okay.
It didn't come out good, so I didn't really release it unless we could redo the drumming, but we had the violins and everything, and it came out sounding nice.
Well, maybe that might be another project for your wife to
work on
too.
I think so.
Because it's got some meaning. So
yes, a lot of meaning. All right. What to do with her death? Yes.
So Time's Ticking Away is another one of your
sure.
originals.
Yes.
So what's the significance about that?
Well, it's a bit of my life, a little, okay. and then a little bit of other people's life. I kind of start off and talk about things that were in part of my life.
Yeah.
And then I guess I move on to other people's life. And it's just and basically how time's just flying along.
Okay.
And we look back and we can just see that what seemed like yesterday was 5 years ago. Oh, that happens to me all the time. I'm sure it happens to everybody else. I'm always baffled by how quickly thought was just the other day is,
Oh, for sure. And whether it's losing touch with friends or...
That's correct.
Everything.
But, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. So I wrote that. So that was a song I wrote to kind of...
Okay.
Talk about that.
Now, is this an older one? Or
I'd say it's a couple of years older.
Okay.
I played this a couple times at the Ridge.
Yeah.
And I remember playing, and Steve Ashton?
Oh, Ashton. Yeah.
Ashton?
Yeah.
He would sing along to that one, and he would play the Cajun. Is it
Cajun? The Cajun, yeah.
Cajun?
Yeah.
So it was cool to see that, and that interaction. I enjoyed that because he built up the chorus, and it was fun.
Oh, for sure. It's probably nice for you, because if you're just playing at your farm here by yourself, and then you go, and all of a sudden people are joining in, it must feel really good to...
It's great.
Yeah.
I love that. It's just a whole different experience. It's the one I like.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have to remember why I'm going there, because when I think I'm going to play a few songs, I'm not happy about it, because and it's not because they might not enjoy it. It's just, unless I can get the interaction with everybody,
yeah.
I just and have people on playing with me, I just don't get the fulfillment out of it.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. So, anyway, why don't we hear Time's Ticking Away?
Okay. Sitting in the park, he's looking at the sky. He's taken back to when he was a boy, playing out there on a slide with his friends and a big yellow bike. They had some real good time. Then he says, man, oh man, does the world ever spin? Time moves on by. And he can still see all his used bees when he's a little boy, flying down a highway on his daddy's knee, steering that old gray Ford. And he remembers all his birthday parties, cakes made of Smarties. Some things he'll never forget, but he'll tell you that time is ticking away. Well, there's another man sitting in a bar. He's drinking on his draft. He's taken back into the good old days. He's got one crazy past with some friends all sitting around. He tells them stories and makes them laugh. Then he says, man, oh man, does time ever fly? It moves along so fast. And he can still see all his used to bees, the ones starting out, flying down a highway in his brand new wheels, thinking it's a good old life. And he remembers that first day a pretty girl came his way. She really stole his heart. And he'll tell you that time taken away. Whoa! And I can still see all my used to bees, the ones that matter the most, flying down a highway with the radio cranked. I'm singing along with my wife, and I remember that first day I saw my new baby girl. Man, she's still the love of my life, and she'll tell you the time is ticking away. I want to tell y'all the time is ticking away. Thank you. Time doesn't wait for nobody.
Good job. That's awesome.
Right. Thank you, Steve. Yeah.
So I grabbed my guitar for that one, and I noticed a huge difference in the volume of your, like, we were both playing Taylor's. You have the concert series, and I have a dreadnought.
Right, yes.
What a difference in volume, though. That thing is quite loud.
Yeah, I don't know. I might be the strings, because the strings that they recommend for this, I don't use. It's like an Eclipse string.
Yep.
And I went to the ones that I like, which are the D'Addario's. Yeah, I like the D'Addario's.
Yep.
And I find that I get a brighter sound from them, because I like the phosphorus bass, or the phosphor bronze over the brass.
Okay.
Because they recommend a brass on here, and I didn't like the brass. Everything seemed all tinny. So
yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. Well, I love the two of them together. It's wonderful.
Sure. Yeah. And why don't you talk a little bit about your guitar? So you have, I know you have this Taylor, but you also have some really nice looking electrics as well that you play in your recordings.
Yeah, I have a Strat that I like to use the most, because it's got the thin neck on that.
Yeah.
I like the feeling of it. It seems more velvety. So, and I find when you're pulling the strings, I find I get a really nice feel on that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like the pickup structure. I really want to take it in, because my guitar of choice for years was my Charvel Jackson, and and I had the Jackson pickups in that.
Yeah.
And I used to like that because I had a lot more versatility in the sound.
Okay.
I'm finding this guitar, the one I have there with the Strat now, has got more of the blues. But I love blues, but it doesn't get to some of the bottom sounds when you get into the harder notes. The other guitar that I use, I showed you this morning, the Gibson one.
Yeah.
I like that one because that gives you a real good crunchy sound.
Yeah.
That's got a real powerful sound, good action on it.
Yeah.
So. But I don't use it enough. I find the other ones I showed you, I don't seem to use as much, but I like the Strat.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got a nice Strat that you got now.
Yeah, I bought it when I turned 50. It was just, sort of a, you have to buy a guitar.
Yes,
I never had a Strat before. I used to have an old Ibanez, it was a Strat copy, I guess.
Yes.
But I never had a real Strat, so I bought one.
Well, I'm glad you got that.
Love playing it.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
You're such a fine player. You've waited long, but I'm glad you have it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
So I know... writing a song, I'm struggling to write right now over COVID-19. I'm taking my time to write, and it's really tough. I write two sentences and then I stop. Mm-hmm. And how's your process for doing all this?
Well, it's definitely a crafting over the years. I read books on stuff to do with it and other things. And I try to use a lot of subconscious mind when I can. I'll get an idea, and sometimes I'll just play with it, and I'll put it back in my head and hope that the wheels turn in there a bit.
Yep.
And I find it sometimes they give me a few more words for the song.
Oh, for sure.
I find that it's the hardest thing for me. Some guys can just pound out a song in a couple hours. Me, it could be a week. It's like, it's just agonizing sometimes. It could be 2 weeks, and I'll go to the sentence and I'll say, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So then I go back to the drawing board, and eventually what'll happen is sometimes after about 3 weeks of having the novelty of this song that I really enjoy playing, I get to myself that if I wanted to go play it a jam, it's in my mind that I want to play this song, so we're going to have to put something in there, even if it's not quite right. Let's get something in there for now so that we can at least play the song. And that's sometimes what I'll do, is I'll just makeshift something. And where I have a problem is if I go to the meetings in Guelph, that's where I have a trouble. Sometimes those makeshift songs, I don't bring them, because I know that's the first thing they're going to grab onto. They're going to say, that word doesn't really, you didn't put a lot of effort in that. But that's what I'll do. But I have a tough time sometimes writing it.
Okay.
But I try to always get to the end result, you know.
Certain times, like, you know, it's that Dock of the Bay that said Otis Redding.
Right.
Like, he's got the whistling part in there, because he didn't have words for that section. And
right.
There's a few tunes like that that still, whatever they've put in for the, as a placeholder, mm-hmm. sometimes becomes the final too.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's and a lot of sounds and instead of words just make songs sound great sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Good stuff. So I know you do a little bit of finger picking as well. Most of your tunes seem like they're pretty hard driving.
That's it.
Strumming tunes.
Yes.
And you do have kind of like a John Cougar or almost like some of the old Bruce Springsteen kind of strumming type stuff. But but I know you do a little bit of finger picking.
Yeah.
You have a song called Memories.
Memories, I wish I had spent more time, because there's a lot better guitar players than me out there by a long shot, because I seen a lot. I like finger picking, and some guys who are so good at that. And yeah. I wish I had more of that in my skill level, because I like it. My buddy out there who's working right now on a pick table in the backyard, he's all finger picking.
Oh, really?
And he's really good with the finger picking. He loves to do a lot of that. And I wish I had spent more time with it, because it gives you a whole new flavor for melody.
Oh, for sure. And I have a good friend that he uses a thumb pick that he finger picks.
Right.
But it sounds like Gordon Lightfoot or Bruce Colburn, the way that they can play is
unbelievable.
And I can't do that. I can finger pick, but not in that style.
Right. But you finger pick nice too.
Oh,
I mean, you can round your notes beautifully, make them all silky.
But I think these guys with the thumb pick, they can keep that 1/5 bass line kind of going.
Gotcha.
And they can do a melody, and it's just unbelievable. So,
yeah, I hear you.
So I know I'm in the same boat as
Paul's
you.
Like that, isn't he? Paul?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, a little bit.
He's really good.
Yeah.
He plays really good finger picking.
For sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's hear Memories. So actually, what's the song about then?
Well, Memories is just a kind of a song I wrote. I wrote it about 25 years ago, so I guess it's a classic rock song to me. But for you, it's new.
It's old enough to get in the whole Music Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all right. Good for you.
So I wrote this when I had a band here at the house at the other place. We wrote this, and it was more of a rock song, so it had a bit of that. And it was just basically, I guess, memories of our life that really everything that we have changes, but the only thing that we'll ever get to keep is the memories that we've gotten along the way. That's
great.
About it. So,
okay.
So I'll do that for you right
Let's
now.
Do it. Okay.
Seasons change and on they go. New memories come along. Moments cherished along the way. New friends are here to stay. What we share along the way will last forever. It's what I see. And all that we will take are the memories that we make. All that we'll share as days go by. All that we can take are the moments here to date. All we will share as days go by. Life goes on, now here we go. Together we rise, together we'll grow. Faces change along the way, but all new memories are here to stay. What we share along the way will last forever. It's what I see. That all that we will take are the memories that we make. All that we share as days go by. All that we can take are the moments here today. All that we share as days go by. Take it away, Steve. Days go by. All that we can take are the moments that we make. All that we'll share as days
go by.
Steve, that was great, buddy. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that was a good violin.
You did good. I liked it.
That would be nice in the studio with, if you can make the violin with a lot of reverb and just a haunt, like sort of a deep haunting.
Yeah, I love it when you get those double notes in there too. Oh, that's great. It just rings through me. I love that.
Awesome. Good tune. So you just mentioned you had a band about, I guess, this is about 20 years ago you wrote
that's
this.
That's correct.
So,
yes.
So you had a band, and I know you did... you did some sort of a showcase or something with 106.7?
That's correct. That was about 16 years ago.
Okay.
They had the event there out on King Street in Kitchener there, and they had the nice stage with the hay bales and all this on it, and the people were all sitting in the hay bales, and it was really a fun day. I had a 5 or 6 piece band. I had Mandy was in there, and Owen, and there was about 6 people in the band, and we had the piano. But we were allowed to do 3 songs. And it was a real fun time. We got a second prize out of it, which was good.
Great.
So we won $1,000. That each of us got $200.
Oh, that's right.
Which helped with our drinking tab when we were done afterwards. So that was good.
Yeah, good stuff. That's awesome. No, it's always fun to play with a band like that. Like I was saying before, sometimes you get different flavors from people. They can add something that you maybe didn't think.
Oh, they were wonderful musicians. We had a lot of fun.
That's great.
It was a great day.
Yeah.
Very good and memorable.
Okay. Good stuff. So, Chris, I know you've had some neck issues over the years that have actually prevented you from going out and playing in public, and probably just slowed you down from doing other, I'm sure everything in your life, right? So
you're very, very. That's right. I have I had a lot of pinched nerves in my neck over the years, and trapezial muscles caused a lot of problems. I think a lot of it was from songwriting and whatever else. A lot of things contributed to it, but I've had a lot of the pain that went up and shooting in the pain and the thing, and I probably had it for like 30 years. I've been very lucky over the last 6 months. It's most of it's gone. My wife, of all people, figured out that I needed neck braces that I'm wearing now. So I wear one at night. I have one I wear a few hours through the day, and I have a compression one that I wear that blows up. So I've managed to take a lot of the pressure off all the discs and the nerves. So it's really helped me. I used to sleep only like 3 hours at a time.
Yeah.
But now it's been great. I've been getting like 6-7 hours sleep.
That's great.
So I've been really good. So none of the specialists were able to figure it out at the time, but my wife figured it out for me, which is great. And it's helped me because now I'm enjoying music a lot more too. I find that I'm not getting all the pressure in the trapezials, and so I'm very thankful. I mean, I'm just glad I got something to help me with the neck, because it stopped me from going out a lot because there was just so much pain at the lower neck and spine.
I know I've screwed up. I think my right shoulder, it's just from playing the violin, like you're moving your arm in a funny way all the time, and all of a sudden you get these weird injuries from playing instruments.
And they get deeper and deeper, because everything tightens up more and more.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. You have another original that I think you sent me a copy, so I sort of know how it goes. It's called Heading Down the Road.
Heading Down the Road.
Now, is this an old one or new one?
This was a new one, too. This was kind of a spring song, or I was outside there a couple months ago, and this came to me when I was on the front steps. So that's this came out of just sitting out there, and I thought, what a good summertime song, think,
For sure.
And that's where this came out of.
Yeah, you got a beautiful property. We're out, we're out in the country outside of Cambridge, and we got, I don't know how many acres of beautiful property out here. And
we got 10 acres out here. Square enough. And we got the corn. There's the corn growing, so we got that. We're on about a half acre for ourselves, so the other 9.5 is used just for the corn there, and it's just as a subsidy for the property.
But perfect environment for writing songs, because you can just sit on the deck and just look at the birds, and you got close to the airport here, so you got the planes flying overhead.
Sure. Yeah, they've been quieter since this COVID thing's been going. I kind of like that a bit.
Yeah.
I've been happy about that. But yeah, it's been nice. It has been quieter, and it has been. It's been. We've had some nice days lately, too. We haven't had a lot of rain. We've had some sun, so things are green and looking good. Looking very nice.
All right, so Heading Down the Road. Let's hear it.
Okay. Are you joining it?
Yeah. Now, what should I play?
That's a good question.
I got 3 different instruments here.
Do you want to be a... were you playing violin? Because you had that little lead that I have in there that...
Yeah, I can...
whatever you think you want to play.
What the hell?
Whatever you think's best.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
I might switch to midstream to something
else. Sure, you do whatever you think.
I'll start with violin.
Everything you do sounds great anyway. It won't matter.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, here we go. Roll down the windows, let fresh air in. No shoes, no makeup, just the sun on your skin. Gonna take a long ride to a place where we ain't never been. Never been. Yeah, we're heading down the highway, doing it all our way, and nothing's gonna stand in our way. Every minute, every mile, something there for us to see. We're heading down the road, heading down the road. Ten miles ago, we were back in Harley. Well, it's a real fun town where they love to party. Gonna take a long ride to another place we've yet to see. Baby, you and me. Hell, we're heading down the highway, doing it all our way. Nothing's gonna stand in our way. Every minute, every mile, something there for us to see. There for us to see. We're heading down the road. Come on and join the highway. Join the highway.
Ah. Right on. I was getting into that one.
Thank you, Steve. Right on. That was great.
That's a great song. Buddy. Okay. Yeah, definitely some of these we're going to have to get them recorded and add some instruments.
Oh, I look forward to having you do that.
For sure.
You're the powerhouse. Well, I love it. That was
well,
great.
And your wife, she's got the, she's getting the knowledge.
She'll be the editor.
Editing and stuff
editing,
like that too.
That's right. She'll be the engineering, yes.
Yeah.
And we get the drum beat in there. And
that's great. Good stuff.
Oh, that was nice what you did. I love that. Boy, that's,
oh,
you know, I bond to that, you know. That's what keeps me in check with the songs, just listen to you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot. So there's been tons of watch parties. Have you done any watch parties over the last 3 months? Or so?
You mean just where you're playing on the Facebook? Yeah, I've done a few songs on Facebook there. I've tried to put a song out here and there for Kathy Walsh. She was asked, sending me a message, will you put a couple songs? I said, sure, let's do a song. So I've tried it, and I'd sit out in the front there, and sometimes I'd start and then the wind's blowing. And I guess when we were trying it, we were getting the wind blowing.
Yeah.
So I've had days where that happens, or the sun's too much and you can't see what you're doing.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
But yeah, I got a few songs out there, which was nice. It was good to get something out there, so, you know, for people to listen to, so that, you know, to help them through with rough times and stuff,
for sure.
And give us something else to focus on than our, you know, our own problems, or, you know, we get something to feel positive about.
Yeah, I know I started when COVID-19 first happened, I was playing guitar every day. I just couldn't put the guitar down. Now it's almost a struggle. I'm playing a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because before you're going out to a restaurant or a bar pretty much once a week, you had some kind of a thing to do. So you're learning stuff and keeping up with it. Now I've lost that motivation a bit too.
Well, you know, for you especially, like me, I didn't go out as much, but for you, you've gone to so many jams, you've been a participant, you've gotten so many people together. It's hard for you, I know, because you're so used to bringing people together and giving them the gift of music. And, and you know, that's a tough thing, and I hope that we get that straightened out so you can get back to doing what you
for sure.
Do wonderful, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
We've had a couple of little things at the house with, you know, people coming over, or we've gone to places, mm-hmm. other people's homes. So at least that's kind of filling in the gaps a little bit.
Yes.
And even with, like, yourself and myself just getting together, it's...
Oh, I'm so glad to have this moment. Yeah. This is great.
Okay,
well,
okay.
I'm hoping to have a little event going here now that we're opening up an area. So
I'm
hoping to have you out here. That'll be a wonderful
and
bring everybody else. Maybe all the listeners can come out too. We'll bring them,
We'll
bring everybody.
Okay, sounds good. Awesome. Tell you what, we're rounding off the hour, so why don't we hear one last song, and I think it's Me and My Guitar.
And My Guitar, yes.
So what's the story behind Me and My Guitar, that song?
This song, I don't know, I just started playing this here, and that I was looking for a feel like a Jimmy Buffett kind of song.
Okay.
I don't know if it is anything near what he would like,
yeah.
But I felt like that, and I wanted something that had kind of the sound when you think of those, the Mexican, and they have the, I'm not sure what you call them, the three guys.
And the big giant guitars.
They have the trumpet and they're mariachi.
Yeah.
I was trying to have that a little mariachi
kind
of song.
That's neat.
So that was my thought for this.
Okay.
And it just developed into a guitar, Me and My Guitar kind of.
You probably leave enough of a solo part in there when you record it that you can try to find some guys to fill it in.
You're right.
That'd be amazing.
Yes, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or you can get with the MIDI, the piano that you were just talking about, you could probably add a, find some neat sounds in there.
Soft instrument sounds.
Good.
You can really, they're getting good at that.
Yep. Okay. Well, let's hear Me and My Guitar.
All right. So it's just like this. I'm sitting around on a Saturday night, you by my side, the feeling is right, I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. I never get too lonely, never get too bored. I'm picking my guitar, I strum up a chord. I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. And we're sitting around by the old fireplace, playing guitar with smiles on our faces. And we sing about life, things that we all love to do. Singing a song as I keep strumming along. The feeling is good, the good times that come, and there's so much more that we'll do when I'm with you. Well, I'm strumming along, I'm feeling just fine. You in my arms, I'm holding you tight. I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. Well, I string a little chord, it sounds just fine. Sing a few words, you're mine, all mine. I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. And I'm sitting around by the old fireplace, playing guitar, we got smiles on our faces. And I sing about life, the things that we all love to do. I'm singing a song as I get strumming along. The feeling is good as the good times have come, and there's so much more that we'll do when I'm with you. La 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 la. Do 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 do. La la da 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 da. There's something down deep inside. It's a feeling I just can't hide. Me and this old guitar, we're grooving the way that we love to. Ba do ba di da 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 la 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 la. And we're sitting around by the old fireplace, playing guitar, smiles on our faces, and we sing about life and the things that we all love to do. I'm singing a song as I keep strumming along. The feeling is good as the good times have come, and there's so much more that we'll do when I'm with you. Yeah, there's so much more that we'll do when I'm with you. Come on, guitar. We got more work to do.
That's awesome. Good stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I can hear when you're doing all the la la la's. That's I'm sure where you want them.
Yeah, a little trumpet and everything there.
That's
right on. Yes.
That's a neat song.
Awesome. I'm glad you like it.
All right. Well, I think that's pretty much the 60-minute mark in the interview. So thanks a lot for sitting through this twice now. it's happened before. You're probably the third person that I've had to redo sections or the whole thing just for technical difficulties. So I appreciate you sitting through another one.
And I appreciate your patience. And I thank you for coming out and including me in this. Yep. I'm very thankful to be part of this.
Oh, great. And I'm looking. Please invite me to do some recording or just to hang out on your porch.
Oh, I look forward to having you here as much as you can come.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Chris Douglas from Cambridge, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.